With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Tokyo time, and Anything But Footy brings you the views of the athletes in action just before their event.
Steph Reid is a two-time Paralympic silver medalist in the long jump at both London 2012 and Rio 2016, and the New Zealand-born athlete who has a Scottish dad explains why a wet day in Manchester proved the clincher to compete for Great Britain.
First of all, how are you in body and mind ahead of the Paralympics?
I am great. It is awesome to be out here. It was almost just like, okay, they keep saying it's going to happen. But until I got on the plane, I was like, okay, this is happening.
And what's that build up been like? What with it being so extended?
It was tough. I mean, you know, it's been a tough 18 months for everyone. But it's just, you're having to give everything that you have to do this one thing. And yet in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, but it may not happen. And I think maybe in some ways it was just a bit of a wake up call that actually most things in life aren't guaranteed and you give it your all regardless, not knowing the outcome, but at least taking pride in the fact that I did everything that I could. And maybe, you know, we've just all been living under a bit of an illusion that we have more control than we do. But it's awesome that it's going ahead. And, you know, I loved watching the Olympics. It was just so nice to have something, you know, different and live and exciting on the TV, and hopefully the Paralympics will do the same thing.
It's interesting you say that it was in the back of your mind that it might not go ahead, because I always guessed as an athlete you just have to try and ignore that and prepare as you would for everything you've ever done before.
Yeah, I mean, you do. It's not going to go away. I mean, I know it's there. I just watched them get cancelled 2020, and people said that would never happen. And so you can't pretend things are other than they are, but you acknowledge it, and then you say, okay, pretending they're definitely going ahead, what am I now going to do? And I guess that was how I personally dealt with it.
You've obviously been at games before. We know that you're a Paralympic medalist in various editions. How has the Paralympics changed over the years?
It's almost like the stakes get bigger and bigger each year. And it has been really exciting. I think one thing that we've seen, more and more para athletes have been able to have the resources to train full time and to train with elite coaches. So we've seen a huge increase in terms of the performance level. I mean, what people are doing now is incredible. We've seen technology change, which has also made it exciting. We've seen things change commercially, which has also given different options. And so, I look at, you know, when I came into the sport, I remember, you know, kind of explaining to friends and family that, oh, I'm actually not going to pursue medical school anymore. I'm going to try and be a sprinter on the Paralympic stage, and having to explain to people what the Paralympics were, whereas now I wouldn't have to do that. And so it is quite cool to see how it evolved. And I just think in terms of, you know, me and my age and generation and starting the sport when I did, you know, how lucky it would have been, very different had I been born, you know, 10 years earlier.
It's interesting you talk about technology. What can you tell me? How can you describe what it's like to jump on a blade?
Basically, you have to take this foreign piece of carbon and just dial into it, dial into the frequency and make it part of you, and do that while you're going at top speed and have no proprioception at takeoff.
And also then when you talk about the Paralympic movement and how it's changed, we now have Paralympians on the Strictly dance floor in the jungle, cooking on the television. Would those things have been unthinkable when you started out?
They have been few and far between. I think now it's getting to the point where, yeah, it's the regularity with which it's happening. And what that means and what's really important is that the movement is no longer, you know, it's not about, oh, we just have one Paralympian. Oh, we've kind of ticked the box. That's fine. You know, I'm sitting on a team of, you know, just so many incredible Paralympians. And I think that is really important that we're getting to see diversity in that sense as well.
What did Celebrity MasterChef bring to you then in terms of profile recognition?
Oh, it was, I mean, I had never done any sort of reality TV. So that was, you know, a huge learning curve for me. It was just really fun to experience a show like that, a competition, in just an entirely different context. And oh, I just loved, you know, being able to meet people that I never would have met in any other context. I became a much, much better cook, which was very exciting. Yeah, it was just, I mean, I'm someone that just loves, I love new experiences. You know, to me, life is about collecting as many as possible and doing as many, you know, scary things as possible. And that was just so cool. And I don't know that I'll ever be able to replicate that.
And when you talk about new experiences, forgive me, I'm going to read this. You were born in New Zealand, Scottish dad, English mum, grew up in Toronto, moved to Dallas, Canadian husband, then settled back in the UK. So Paralympics GB are lucky to have you, aren't they? Because surely there's a few other countries there that might have had a claim.
So yeah, I do have three passports. I have a British passport, a Canadian passport, and a New Zealand or Kiwi passport. And you can compete for any country for which you have a passport. So it's quite an unusual position.
So why Paralympics GB, and how pleased are you finally just to be on the team and ready to go?
It was a variety of reasons. One of the biggest ones was one of my first ever competitions internationally was in 2006, and it was at the Paralympic World Cup. And it was a series of events that was staged in Manchester in the build-up to London 2012. And I think I received a call, I don't know, maybe like 3 days before the competition. I had to fly out. I mean, I was clearly second string. I didn't care. I thought, I'm in, let me go. So I flew out. You know, never been at a meet of this caliber, and just like, oh, this is amazing. And I think that was really the first time that I caught a glimpse of what the Paralympics could be and where this was going. And even though no one else saw it, I just thought, I can't deny what I saw at that meet. And my goodness, they are going to put on a show when they host it in 2012. And I want to be there, and I want to be part of the home nation. And even from a very practical standpoint, I wanted to be the best that I could be. I started late as an athlete. I was late in my career. And anytime a country hosts, they invest heavily in terms of coaching infrastructure, access to, you know, physio, medical teams, you know, being able to access the right prosthetist, which is a huge deal for someone who, you know, competes in an artificial leg. And you know, for me, I wanted to be here and I wanted to be a part of it.
So just finally then, Tokyo going to put on a great show despite the fact we can't have spectators there?
If the Japanese volunteers and the enthusiasm that we've seen is anything to go by, it's going to be amazing.
Well, all the very best. We look forward to watching you and hope to catch up after your event.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks so much, Michael.
Steph's in action, 2 a.m. UK time, Saturday morning, August the 28th in the Olympic Stadium.
This is Tokyo Time from Anything But Footy, the Olympic and Paralympic sport podcast. Follow for more from the 2020 Games in 2021.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.